Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Judge orders 14 new manatee refuges in Florida. Federal District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan has ordered the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to designate new refuges for Florida manatees by November 1st. The judge called on Interior Secretary Gail Norton to demonstrate why she should not be held in contempt of court for her department's refusal to comply with a settlement agreement intended to protect manatees in Florida. The judge also ordered the department to designate sanctuaries and refuges for manatee protection throughout Florida by November 1st, 1 month earlier than the government proposed. In January 2001, conservation groups including Save the Manatee Club, the Defenders of Wildlife, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Sierra Club won a landmark settlement agreement compelling the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to institute measures to protect manatees. But 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service called the settlement illegal, saying it unlawfully constrains the discretion of the federal government to take no action to protect manatees, and asked Judge Sullivan to overturn the agreement. Last week, the judge rejected the government's arguments, calling them ludicrous and disingenuous, and noting that the government can't pick and choose when it complies with court orders. The government is not above the law. If you undercut a deal, if you violate a court order, you can't do that without some consequences, said Eric Glutzenstein of the Meyer & Glutzenstein, a lead attorney for the coalition. While we certainly agree with Judge Sullivan's strong words to the administration, the most important thing is that he has ordered them to finally complete the long-overdue measures they promised to protect manatees instead of the bureaucratic, legalistic runaround they've been pursuing. The settlement agreement required the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to designate 16 new manatee refuges and sanctuaries to reduce mortality due to boat strikes. The agency has created two, but delayed the creation of the other 14 after a request by Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Florida state records show at least 71 manatees have died this year from boat collisions as of July 26th, on a pace to exceed last year's total of 81 boat-related deaths. Endangered rabbits released into the wild. 8 captive-bred endangered riparian brush rabbits have been released into the wild. Biologists for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Endangered Species Recovery Program at California State University Stanislaus released the young rabbits into restored habitat areas along the San Joaquin River west of Modesto, California. The riparian brush rabbit, listed as endangered since early 2000, is the first federally protected mammal native to California to be bred in captivity for reintroduction. 44 rabbits have been born at the captive breeding facility south of Sacramento, and all will someday be released into the wild. We are gratified by the success of the program, which shows that we can recover endangered species in a way that is compatible with agriculture and other land uses in the Central Valley, said Steve Thompson, manager of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service California-Nevada Operations Office. Not only are we saving a species on the brink of extinction, but we're restoring riparian forests that are critical to a wide array of wildlife, and we're working to be good neighbors with the surrounding landowners. The riparian brush rabbit, with dark brown to gray overfur and white fur underneath, is a small cottontail about a foot long and weighing no more than a pound. These animals once inhabited dense forests along major streams flowing into the floor of the northern San Joaquin Valley. But more than 90% of the forests along Central Valley rivers have been lost to urban, commercial, and agricultural development. Today, the only known populations of the riparian brush rabbit are confined to Caswell Memorial State Park on the Stanislaus River and along an overflow channel of the San Joaquin River. The species was almost wiped out in the winters of 1997 and 1998 when floods inundated its habitat for prolonged periods. And we thank the Environment News Service for that story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-